Simon & Schuster Audio presents If Jewels Could Talk, Seven Secret Histories. Written and read by Carol Walton. This book is dedicated to Stella, Agnes, Marina, Coco, Ivy, Celine and Jean in anticipation of future jewellery enthusiasts. Introduction. As I walk down any given street, I'm always struck by the fact that everyone I pass by is wearing an item of jewellery in some form. Be it a battered wedding ring, a woven wristband, or a small silver hoop in their ear, jewellery really is everywhere we look. As jewellery editor of British Vogue for decades and an author who's written widely on the subject, I've often reflected on why this is. And when looking back over the history of jewellery, I can only conclude that it fulfills a primal urge to decorate ourselves. Indeed, early humans were engaging in self-adornment long before they daubed ochre paintings on cave walls, making it one of humanity's longest-running cultural traditions. Our ancestors used anything they could get their hands on, teeth, talons, feathers, shells, pebbles, to string together primitive necklaces, chokers, bracelets, and head ornaments. And although humble, these acted as hugely sophisticated communicators, not only functioning as protective amulets for safety and well-being, but also as tribal signifiers. Jewellery then, as now, could set the wearer apart and yet simultaneously provide a vital link to the tribe to which a person belonged. Clothes were worn for practicality, warmth and modesty, whereas body decoration told a far more subjective and personal tale of the wearer's status within their community. From a tooth or claw pendant, we could learn of an individual's prowess as a hunter, whilst other jewels might speak of beloved family members or a god that was worshipped. Whilst excavating Viking graves, for example, archaeologists have found many pendants in the shape of a hammer, evidence of the cult surrounding Thor, the Norse god of thunder and storms, who wielded his Mjolnir hammer to deal deadly blows to his enemy. Similarly, we can tell who was Christian by the relics they wore and left behind. The most common design for cameo rings, discovered in Britain from the Roman era, feature the snake-haired Medusa, suggesting she was used as an apotropaic symbol.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?